ER-101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER-101. Well, we're talking all about men's health, and prostate cancer is something that always gets talked about, and a male cancer that's very important because it strikes young men that we don't always hear too much about is testicular cancer. And I wanted to talk about that today. And we are lucky to have our expert guest, Dr. Ryan Dickstein, who is a urologic oncologist. So his specialty, he's with Chesapeake Urology, and his specialty focuses on all urologic cancers. So thank you, Dr. Dickstein. We appreciate you being here.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, you know, we don't, sometimes it's in the news, you know, Lance Armstrong, that people, poor guy, don't like to talk about too much anymore. You know, he went through it, but it's almost like the stepchild of male cancers. Is that because it's lower in numbers, do you think? How many people
Well, sure.
a year?
By far away, the most common urologic cancer is prostate cancer. In fact, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in all men. Hmm. So testicular cancer is much less common. It typically affects a younger age population, and the cure rate is much higher. And so I think for those two reasons, it's probably why it's not as well discussed as prostate cancer.
So what age group is it? Because it is, you know, having cancer as a young person is pretty devastating in and of itself. But what ages
Sure.
are we talking about?
Well, there's a bimodal distribution, but typically, in general, the affected ages is typically in the late teenagers to early 30s is the most common age bracket that we see.
Hmm. And what are the symptoms, or what kind of things do people look at or think about? Is there a family history of it the way there is with prostate cancer?
Sure. So the most common symptoms that patients complaining of are either a testicular mass or scrotal mass, something that they can feel when they examine themselves, or if they all of a sudden develop pain in their scrotum, which leads to them identifying this. So those are the most common symptoms. With people with more advanced cancers can have additional symptoms, but usually those are the symptoms that we see. And in terms of the risk factors, certainly family history, as with all cancers, can certainly be a tip-off. But the other one that is somewhat uncommon but well-known is something called cryptorchidism, which is an undescended testis, particularly as a child.
And is that when it's an undescended testy that is, you know, not found, or even if it's undescended for a while but fixed? Because they usually try, you know, they detect those in babies, right? They realize when a
sure.
baby's born and it's male, and they don't feel anything, so then they do the ultrasound or whatever, so...
Yeah, sure. So an undescended testis that's corrected surgically as a child lowers the risk of having testicular cancer. So, again, and one that is not surgically corrected puts you at a higher risk category.
Oh, okay. And is there a cutoff point if you had a child or a baby born with that?
Well, this day and age, most children are caught early in life and are usually surgically repaired within 2 years of life. There is a spontaneous descent rate that's significant. So, but most children in this day and age are particularly repaired within 2 years of life.
Hmm. So then, what? So one of the things you talk about, feeling a lump. So I assume there's recommendations, the same way there are for women to do breast exams. That men, what are your recommendations for young men to think about it?
Absolutely. So. So the recommendation is a monthly self-testicular exam. So we recommend that, you know, gentlemen of the appropriate age category, in the shower once a month, it's the easiest time, it's convenient, it's accessible, that they feel for any lumps or bumps, and just make mental note of anything that's different since the last time they looked down there.
And then what about the idea, you know, sometimes the old wives' tale of trauma, is that just an incidental thing because, or does trauma predispose you to a cancer?
So we have no known identifiable correlation between trauma and cancer, or testicular cancer. However, sometimes the trauma is what leads us to do the evaluation. Somebody actually feel their testis or to look at their testis, identifying an incidental lesion. So it's just that I think that there's an association with the evaluation, but not necessarily direct cause and effect relationship.
Okay. And so you had mentioned earlier that it is a very good prognosis. Yet I'm sure, what is it, a certain type of cancer, or, you know, so what, walk us through. So somebody,
sure.
A young man,
absolutely,
feels something on his testis. So what happens next?
The typical process is when we find that there's a mass in the testis, the initial workup includes a set of tumor markers to look for cancer. So the common ones that we do are alpha-fetoprotein AFP and beta-HCG. In addition, sometimes we order an LDH.
And those are all blood tests, right?
These are
all
blood tests. Right. And then the staging workup would be typically a CT scan looking for any lymphadenopathy or metastatic disease. Based on that, we typically go to the operating room to perform what's called a radical orchiectomy, where we remove the affected testis through an inguinal incision, an incision in the groin. Based on that, we go over the pathology results to stage the patient. And by far and away, the most common type of tumor is a germ cell tumor, a tumor that involves the cells that are reproductive in nature, as opposed to the supportive cells in the testis.
Mm-hmm.
And of those, there's two different types. There's two different categories, I should say. There's the seminomas and then the non-seminomas. And there's various different histologies within the non-seminomas. But essentially after that, there's some patients that are candidates for surveillance where we just watch them carefully. Some patients that get radiation therapy to their lymph nodes in the abdomen. Some that get surgery to remove the lymph nodes in their abdomen. And then some that go on to get chemotherapy. And then many patients go on to have a combination of two or of the above. But that being said, the success rate at treating these patients is over 95% in the current era.
That's amazing. And I had heard that or read somewhere that even if it's for a certain type of tumor, even if it's spread outside the testicles, with some of these new therapies, they still can get a cure rate, which is, you know, usually when you have metastatic disease, people don't talk about cure.
That's correct. In general, it's we ascribe the success mostly due to the sensitivity of these tumors to chemotherapy. So particularly cisplatin-based chemotherapy is very effective at treating testicular cancer. And in general, that's what has allowed us to be so successful at treating these cancers.
So, and is it progress because of size? I guess to tell people, and we only have about a minute left, you know, there are some people, they feel something, they think it's nothing. Should they check it a month or two or go right in? Do they get an ultrasound?
Yeah, typically we recommend that if you feel something that you're worried about or you're concerned about, by all means, come in and see us immediately. We'd rather see you sooner rather than later.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty good advice, because are there some lumps that aren't cancer in the testes?
Absolutely. Sometimes people feel the normal structures that surround the testes, for instance, the epididymis. Sometimes people can have a cyst of the epididymis. There's many times that we see patients that that have a concerning lesion on their exam, but by me, it feels completely normal. But nevertheless, we still recommend that you get evaluated by them.
Okay, and that's very good advice. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Ryan Dickstein, and an important, a monthly testicular self-exam. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Levin Oker on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.